This call is being recorded.
I'm aware of your body sitting or laying there as separate from yourself, but yet still connected. Now I would like you to visualize a body of water. It can be a lake, a river, and maybe even the ocean. A body of water, and you're just floating above it. And there are small waves, ripples upon the surface of the water. And as you're looking at the water from above, it begins to calm itself, calmer and calmer. There's no wind whatsoever to make any ripples or waves. It's perfectly still. Everything now is perfectly still. Water itself is like a glass sheen. It's calm, peaceful. In this moment, right now, you are at that zero point where everything is just perfectly peaceful and calm in the moment. You're now in that. No cares, thoughts, other than how calm, peaceful it will be. This moment, you are at one with this body of water. Take a moment and feel what that. Like, be one with the water, with the consciousness of the water. It's the consciousness of light. As you're one with the consciousness of the water, you're also one with the consciousness of the planet, of Gaia herself. Feeling the ebb and flow of her breathing. As it is shown in many ways, such as the ocean tide. The ebb and flow, the energy in her rest. As you're in touch now with the breathing of Gaia herself, connecting with her consciousness, know that she is connected to all of the planets in the solar system. Just as you are connected to Gaia, you are now connected to all of the planets as well, to the sun. And beyond the sun, or through the sun, out into the galaxy, connecting with all of the solar systems in the galaxy, feeling the oneness, feeling the connectedness, the unity. Connecting with the central sun of the galaxy. And beyond the central sun, out into the many billions of galaxies beyond. all the way to the central sun of the universe, cosmic source of this universe, where all is one and one is all. Feel the connectedness now. Central sun of the universe. Notice how breathing at the source of all of this universe, the ebb and flow of breath, is over thousands of years. Or an inflow and an outflow of breath. You are now entering the outflow of breath. Has been at rest. Now it is time for energy. Now it is time for action. If you notice, all the way down from the central sun of the universe, all the way down to Gaia herself, breathing of each of the galaxies and the solar systems and the planets comes faster and faster. Whereas breath of the central sun of the universe over thousands of years, the breath of Gaia is closer to moments. Again, feel the connectedness of all things. All came from this one central source. We are all connected to this source. Now feel the love coming from this source. Down through all of the galaxies and solar systems and planets, suns, down to the earth, down to Gaia. These waves of love, of light. Higher vibration. Everything now, all of the planets in the solar system, all the life forms here on the earth, are all imbued now with this love, this light, these higher frequencies that have been bombarding the earth for some time now. Are increasing more and more in intensity. Feel now the love, the light spread across the entire planet, raising consciousness everywhere. Not only human consciousness, but animal, plant, and rock and mineral. All is raised in mere moments from the effects of these waves. And wherever there is yet darkness, see light penetrating through that darkness. All areas of the planet, especially those areas where there is still much suffering, still pain. Those areas being purified with light, therefore higher vibrational frequencies. Within those higher vibrational frequencies, pain and suffering are diminished greatly, even to the point of not being at all. Just a moment and feel what that's like right now in this moment, not in a future time, but now. Be in that perfect now moment. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back toward your physical body, merging back in, tucking yourself completely back in. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am your brother Hilarion. I come now through this one, where it has not been too often that I have spoken through James. But it is time now that all of you that listen on this call, all of you that will then read these transcriptions after or listen, all of you now, it is time to more and more fully remember who you are, to know that you are more than just the programming that you have come to believe yourself to be, as the personality that you are. That is the personality that you have become accustomed to within the programming, within the patterns that you brought into this life. But it is not who you are. The body itself, the body is capable of complete healing without exception if the mind is in conjunction with the body. You have to more and more begin to trust that your body knows what it needs. But now you have to listen to it. You have to work with it. You have to become one with it. Not separate as simply a vessel, although it is a vessel for your use at this time. But connect with it now, and with your higher God self. Connect. And as you do that, as you connect with your higher God self and your physical body, as well as your astral, your etheric, your causal, your mental bodies, when all become integrated, as will happen in the ascension, as it becomes more and more integrated now, and you feel the higher vibrations moving into your bodies, and many of you have been feeling that becoming accustomed to the energies. You can feel them change. Many of you can, not all, but many can feel those new energies, higher level energies. Those higher level energies bring you into blissful states more and more often now. Think back to when you were younger. Those blissful states that you are feeling now were not available to you then, except when you were very young, before the programming began to set in. Once the programming did begin to set in, everything began to shift and the patterns returned, bringing the programming with it. But I tell you now that everything that you have been taught about how DNA, the genes, are passed down from parent to child is not true. Unless you believe it. There is no passing down. Unless the programming continues to hold you in that belief system. So let go of that belief system now. Take on the new belief. That your body and your mind can work completely in conjunction together, and that there is nothing and no thing within you that cannot be healed. And the higher vibrations that you are moving into more and more now allow for the body to hold those vibrations, to hold the light longer and longer. And maladies and illnesses and diseases and even accidents cannot happen in those higher vibrations. So begin more and more now to trust yourselves. Trust yourselves in your ability to bring perfect healing within you. See yourself as the perfect embodiment of the Christ consciousness within you. And as you do this, as you see the Christ consciousness within you, as you know the Christ consciousness within you, and there can be nothing within you but perfect, perfect health because of the perfect vibrations that are now more and more within you. I am Hilarion. Know that I am the one that is here to assist the healing of mankind. This is my role at this time. And whenever you have need, reach out to me now. Call my name, Hilarion, and I will be there to assist you, whatever way is needed, as long as you have let go of the programming that continues to bind you down to the old vibrations. Let go now and become everything that you are meant to be in these moments now. Peace and love be with all. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Uma, Uma, Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshani here. We are ready to go. We do not have message directly for you. We will take questions unless Shoshani, do you have message?
No.
You are ready for questions?
Yes.
Very good. And what is your saying? Fire away here with your questions.
Yes, this is Linda, and I have a question from David that came to James through the email. And part one is, if we assign a government structure to the universe, would we call it a monarchy?
Most definitely not. A monarchy indicates that there is one in charge of everything, and there is no one in charge of everything. It is everyone in charge of everything. Even the cosmic source, the source of all of this universe, is not in charge of everything, and never would be, because we are all part of that universal source. So therefore, because we are part of that great universal source, we are all, in this case, as you are saying, in charge, although no one is in charge. That is what you need to come to understand. Even though there are hierarchies within the Ascended Masters, within the Galactics, they are not based on power. They are not based on influence. They are based on responsibility. They are based on whatever responsibility that one has, that one carries out. And each one be either above or below that. Although, again, there is even no below and above here, you see. So it is not in any way, shape, or form like your corporations and your military and all of that. That is not at all the structure of the universe here. And you will come to find that when the Earth, when Gaia and all of those here that have ascended on this planet have ascended once again to the galactic forces. Okay? So, Shana, do you have anything to add to this question?
We can share. One must understand that the universe is balanced. The planets, the stars, the sun, all of these beings that have attained this status.
Please mute your phones.
Have attained this status because they are in balance. Man must seek to be in balance. Man, an individual man and collective man, must seek balance. It is not about assigning anything. It is about becoming perfect balance within yourself to match the vibration of the perfect balance of the universe. That is order. That is how we create order, not through government, namaste.
Yes, wonderful. Would there be other question here?
Yes, David had a second part. He has been feeling very happy and blissful all day, all night, and he's wondering if this is the new norm.
Very much so, the new norm. You are all moving into that higher vibration, which brings this new norm, as you are saying. Now, there is never a normal or an average or anything of this nature, because as Shoshana has said, it is all about balance. So you are moving into a more balanced vibration, we will say here, which will create a more balanced situation across the entire planet, and not only the planet, but the entire solar system, and even the galaxy is moving in this direction more and more. So everything that is happening now in these higher vibrations is bringing about this balance and bringing about these more blissful feelings, because you are getting in touch with the energies. Many of you are feeling the energies. Even if you do not directly know that they are energies, you are still feeling that higher sense of connectedness to everything. And that higher sense of connectedness brings that blissful feeling. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share on this. We will share that the idea and the feeling of bliss and the feeling of joy is the divine self expressing itself through the being known as human. So when we feel joy, when we feel bliss, when we feel light, when we feel pure love, we are expressing the God within, and we are connecting to that part of us that has been lost to many. So if you wish to sustain that, then you must recognize that it is your divine self expressing itself. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here? No further questions, or are you all muted at this point?
Yes, this is Linda. I actually have my own question.
Yes.
Why do we need AI?
Why do you need AI? Who says you need it?
Well, that's exactly.
What brings this question about?
I've seen some things on YouTube, and it's, you know, in your phone, and if you talk about something, then the AI in your phone pulls up this thing for you, and not only myself, but others have recognized this, and we have spoken about it, and
we're talking about technology here. So technology, whether you need it or not, is not the issue. You are moving in a direction where technology is increasing greatly, but it is going to be matching the vibrations so that the technology that would bring about negative situations, such as your electromagnetic waves and things that are created by various devices that you have now, will no longer be used in that respect, because they will not be needed. But there will be higher level vibration technology that will be introduced and is even already in the process of being introduced now. So AI, artificial intelligence, can be utilized for negative purposes, for the dark forces, or it can be used for the light forces. And that is where you are moving directly to. Those that have attempted to utilize AI in a nefarious, negative ways are coming to the end here. They will not be able to do that. As a matter of fact, that AI system that was being used to help predict the future and all of these things that they were using it for to bring about the destruction of the planet, even if it went that far, that has been completely curtailed, and we will say taken over by those of the light forces, so that they are no longer able to see the future, predict the future, whereas now the forces of light are able to do so, and they can see what is happening before it happens here. So those things which are going, are occurring now in these times now, will not be continuing very much longer as far as the negative aspects. Again, it is all about bringing balance. Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
The planet that you occupy is going through many transitions and going through many states of creation and movement, all to move toward the higher dimension. But in the journey, there are many that are playing still the game of the third dimension. The tricksters, those that are the archetype of tricksters, are having a ball. They are having fun with artificial intelligence by showing pop-up ads. You mentioned something, and they have figured out a logarithm that will show you what you wish to have, as it is a like a genie. You speak of a bicycle, and you will see a bicycle ad. It is as if a genie pops up in your phone. This is the creation of man. It is harmless for the most part. You can pay attention to these ads, or you can laugh at them and go, oh, these humans are so creative that they are attempting to read my mind. But it is all harmless. What is not harmless are there some things about artificial intelligence that are destructive in a military sense, and those that are creating that part of artificial intelligence are the sinister ones that are still mired in the darkness. You must bring light to that. You must focus your light on that, not feel frustrated or angry or fearful, just shine your light on that. And lastly, the invention of artificial intelligence has made food available to those that didn't have food available, has made water available to those that did not have water in the past. There are many good things that are occurring. What must be avoided is focusing on the negative parts, as you will strengthen them as you focus on them. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good, good. So I have lots of questions this week. They seem to be coming at me, but I'll start with one. I think this might be of interest to everybody. I was watching a Wayne Dyer movie, the first one I'd ever watched. I know Joanna had spoken of him many times. I thought, well, let me try to watch this. It was about finding your life's purpose. And, you know, it showed the stories of people going through life. And one of them was a woman who was so involved in her children's lives. And she needed to step back and find some more of herself. But then the end line of the story was something that's been coming at all of us, I'm sure, from the enlightened world out there. The whole way to be happy or successful or to have life as you want it is to get up every morning and say, how can I be of service to others? So this was a contradiction right here. I think a contradiction many of us are confused by. Is the whole point is how can I be of service to others is one conversation we hear, but then we also hear this about we need to find our own way, our own purpose, and stop, you know, worrying about anybody else. So could you say more on this?
We can share. May we share?
Please do, yes.
Or do you wish one who serves
to
address?
No, you can proceed.
We can share with you, dear sister. If we may.
Yes. Yes, please.
The journey of the human is to find purpose and to manifest those things that identify with that purpose. Within that framework, we serve others. It is a vast puzzle. Finding oneself is serving others. We cannot serve others until we find ourselves. We cannot serve others without having a purpose. So we must seek to know ourselves. We must seek to understand ourselves. We must seek to love ourselves so that those things can be given to others. It always starts with self. But the mistake that many make is that serving self is a selfish process. This is a third dimensional construct or idea that is never true. We can serve ourselves, and by serving ourselves, finding our purpose, integrating that purpose within our lives, we automatically serve others. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Namaste.
Very well said. Would there be any other questions here?
Yeah, I have another question. One of the light workers, the one from Hawaii, Kapalele, I believe it's his name, he sent something out yesterday, which was quite amazing. It's a woman that's speaking about the coronavirus, and she says it is not a flu virus that is causing all of this mayhem in Wuhan and so on, but Wuhan had recently fired up a huge disc, whatever you want to call it, outside of Wuhan that is, you know, brings unbelievable connections to the, the satellites and Wi-Fi and so on. And she says, and it's pretty interesting, I was pretty tired last night when I was listening to it, so I do have to do that again. But she says it, all of the respiratory issues that people started having and all that was caused by that. And it, she also mingles in with the 5G now that is, you know, starting all over the world. there's some truth to that.
There is always truth to various things that you come across that from various sources. It is not always the absolute truth, though. There is always the other sides of things. There are many sides to each of these things that you come across here. So do not be concerned about a global pandemic or anything of this nature, because that is not going to happen. We have told you previously that we, being the Ascended Masters, the Galactics, the Agarthans, everyone that has been working with all of the light workers and light warriors to help the awakening process, we have not been working with you diligently as we have for many years here to have it all blow away in one great pandemic, which the dark forces, the cabal, whatever you want to call them, have instigated to help to lower population and to be able to take control. It is all about control and money and power. And everything that they are doing is to attempt to do this in many different ways. But if you look at the situation, it is always the same playbook that they go by. They use the same playbook over and over and over, thinking that they are going to get the results that they want, but they are not. Because those of the light forces, the alliance, if you call them that, and the Galactics and all of the Ascended Masters, we are all very much aware of what is happening here. And there are so many different ways that we do not like using this term, interference, but in some way we are doing that. We are being able to interfere or to intercede, better word here, intercede more often and in many different ways. And those of the Galactics are attempting to assist this entire process so that it does not become anything more than a, what is the word here we are looking for, something that is blown up out of proportion here, propaganda by your media and all of these things, to make it appear to be much more than what it is, to create fear
That is what this is all about, to create fear, to bring about the shift that they are wanting rather than the shift that is happening and is going to happen regardless of what they do. So there is no concern or no reason to be concerned on your parts as far as anything detrimental or dangerous, we will say, to mankind, because that is not going to happen. Are some people having to suffer through this? Yes, they are. And they came in with this indication that they would do so, that they would be a part of this. Because what happens when these types of things come out? It brings about awareness to the unawakened in the planet now become more awakened as to what is occurring. And they say no more. More and more are saying no more. More and more are saying enough is enough. You see? And that raises consciousness. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share?
Please. Please do.
We will. We are gathering information through this brain so that we can share, taking a moment. Process that one must go about is to observe in a neutral way all information that is coming their way. So the idea that 5G or a respiratory virus or a disease or whatever is occurring within the third dimensional frequency, one must rise above it and view it from a neutral point of view. As soon as an individual buys into the concept, fear sets in. And when fear sets in, the immune system of the human being that keeps the human being alive and well shuts down. It begins to degrade so that anything, any disease, any virus, any problem can easily enter the systems of the being and compromise that being. It all starts with fear. We can calm the body easily with many remedies that are available if one catches a cold or has the flu or anything that is a result of a compromised immune system, because that is all it is. You must never, ever succumb to fear and realize that this is their weapon. Their weapon is fear, spreading terror. Spreading fear and terror, and as this terror and fear is spread, the disease spreads. We must be calm. We must be neutral. We must protect ourselves from this idea that we can be eradicated, because the only time that we can be eradicated is if fear sets in. Namaste.
Yes, and you know, I don't feel I come from fear in that. I'm just curious, because that is such a different, program that is being presented here, and it's more curiosity. I'm not afraid of any the virus going around the world and all of that.
But
I am concerned about 5D being installed everywhere right now, also for the children. And I mean, it's. And why is Mr. Trump not stopping it? I don't understand it quite. Why is he endorsing it, 5G?
He does not understand. He does not truly know the effects of this technology. That is why he does not stop it. He does not know.
Please tell him. I know he needs to. He needs to learn that soon, I think. This is definitely concernable.
This is something that we are speaking about here, though, because you just say this is concerning to you, but there is no reason for it to be concerning to you, because as you continue to move into these higher vibrations, those things, those technologies of lower vibrations will no longer affect you. Just as those of you that have been on these calls for some time and have been raising vibrations and consciousness are not affected by the various electromagnetic waves that are affecting some people across the planet, you see. So it is something that you need to, as Shoshana say, just observe, just be neutral about it, but do not become involved in the fear tactics here. This is all a part of their game plan that they continue to use one time after another, thinking again that something miraculous is going to change for them. It is not. So no concern, no need to be worried or anything, because all that does is suppress the immune system within your bodies.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. We need to release channel here now, and we do so. Do you have a message here you wish to give, Shoshana, before we do so?
We will just say that continuing to work on neutrality, and by working on the idea of neutrality, your vibration will raise because you are working on that idea that you are focusing on the zero point, that you are focusing on not considering this or that, but staying in the moment, in the light, in the zero point, in a point of view that is neutral and does not take sides. This raises the vibration, and as the vibration raises within your being, others around you will raise their vibration, or they will not be able to be in proximity to you. That is how it works. Namaste.
Very good. And James has a terminology that he uses every so often, and we use it now. We go along with what Shoshana has said. Ditto. Auntie, be with you. Be the one.
Namaste.
Ditto.